deal of difficulty getting information for the pension plan audit. I know it's a big confusion, and I think it should be done. I think this information would be important, but I don't think it's up to us to order that we get the information. It's to order staff around, give them tasks, without at least getting the agreement of the IED.
Yeah,
we don't know how much staff time it will take to do this.
This is Serene.
Adriana for the staff.
I think Adriana was on the stack first.
Okay, I believe that in our last meeting, we already recommend to the PMB matters that were related to personnel and to finance, because we were thinking that were important and had to do with audit. In this case, this is very important, and we are not ordering. We are requesting, we are requesting some information, and we know that is one of the sticky points that we have in the audit. I don't think that there's any wrong with requesting this information and have really once and for all, you know, the reality on this issue. I don't believe
actually,
that this.
I would like to. I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. I would like to make a suggestion that we postpone this motion. I would like to actually ask the IED if he was able to speak to these auditors, to Rena, and if he can tell us, you know, better than I was able to, what's going on and where this information is. He may be able to enlighten us without us needing to have a motion about it.
This is great.
I mean, what I mean to say is that I think a lot of this work is already in progress, and so I'm not sure if it makes sense. If I'm backtracking, I'm sorry, but...
Okay, this is Grace. Did I make a comment?
I don't know. Who was first? Sorry.
Irene was first.
I spoke after Adriana.
I think Adriana was finished.
Right, which means I would next, long before Grace.
Okay, go ahead. That's what I'm saying. Please go.
No one's ordering staff around. But let's not pretend that we're working with an ED who has been part of Pacifica for 25 years and knows exactly who to go to get XYZ. There's no staff in the national office. It's been a revolving door for the past 2 years at least. There was a purge. There's nobody with a historical memory left in the national office. The closest we come to that is the CFO, who's no longer the CFO, right? So saying that, and even within our GM structure, there's quite a bit of change and so forth.
Right.
Sorry, I just found a parking space. Excuse the beeping noise.
Congrats.
But the sorry. I'm so distracted. Let me get this. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
okay.
Please, we're running out of our 10 minutes as well, so, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we need people who have been around for a while, even within our GM structure. That has meant quite a bit of change over the past 2 years. If you're looking at numbers, which, I mean, they really jumped from something like, well, under maybe around 50-something to suddenly being 100-something. So someone who knows what to look for.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you for a moment here. I think either there are records available or, oh my God, no, for people who have left, I was going to say, or interview the participants.
Right. Okay. So with my suggestion that we talk to the GMs, you know, there have been some who've been around for a minute, but really, all of them are new. None of them have been there more than 10 years. They're going to run into names that are more than 10 years old. But the business managers have more or less been consistent for the stations that still have business managers. It's merely a suggestion to Tom that says, hey, these are the people who are most likely able to help you. And I introduced that to the motion based on my knowledge of Pacifica. And, you know, if someone is terribly offended that we actually mentioned staff positions, they can make an amendment to strike the name, and, you know, someone will have to send them an email and say, well, talk to this one or talk to that one. And that's fine. I don't care. But I think we need to put in writing what we're trying to do. This motion was passed in August, almost a year ago. And we're hearing that one of the plans, the auditing may be almost complete in a couple of weeks, and the other one, we have no clue what's happening. In the meantime, the monies keep on going up. Are we making those contributions now? It's a question someone might want to ask. But, you know...
Yeah, I don't think we are, by the way. I did.
Right, but uh-huh. It's troubling to me that we discuss things. Unless it's in the form of a motion, it didn't happen. That's why every committee comes on every year, because we can't even manage to maintain listservs, you know, for the most part, which is for another day. But that's why every year people come on and try to reinvent the wheel. And people who have been listening to our meetings for 10 years are saying, no, you've got to do X, Y, Z, because they've heard it before.
Listen, where's our time? I think we've got to cut this off. I'm going to say we have to leave this motion. We don't have time to deal with it. I will talk to the IED and see what I can find out meanwhile and convey this suggestion. And if we still feel we need a motion next week, we will then take it up. And
that's, I object.
Am I allowed to rule on that way as chair? Because
no,
our time is up.
We also don't have an open session next week, and this is not a closed session motion. We can just vote it. We discussed it earlier in the meeting for about 15 minutes.
All right.
I have a question.
James.
A request for information. What is the significance of the 2012 date in the last line of this? And does it have anything to do with the gratuitous use of the word purge?
Purge?
Can I try to respond to the member, Madam Chair?
I'm sorry, whoever that was, is that Serene?
I am going to try to answer the
requesting information from Serene.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I don't know the last time we renegotiated contracts. I know that, as I said, some stations don't have any, and 2012 is the last time I remember hearing anything about a staff contract. I don't know when the latest was. I don't know when the situation occurred that caused people to end up with two retirement plans. But I think the PNB is entitled to any document anyway, so give them a date and let them start to look.
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I understand what Adriana said. It's perfectly legitimate for the PNB to order something, to create a resolution. It's proper for this committee to send a motion to the PNB requesting this information and then have the PNB resolve that. But it's not proper for this committee to order the IED to do something. So that's what's, if we want to amend this motion to say that the PNB audit committee suggests rather than requests. Requests can be considered a demand or an order. It's not, if you want to say that, to be clear, the PNB audit committee suggests that or would like information from the IED, but to order the IED, to order staff to get this information, I don't think it's proper. It needs to go to the PNB, be suggested as something that the PNB resolves be done.
Adrian, point of information.
Go ahead, Adrian.
And Serene to make the amendment so we can all go.
Adrian, go ahead.
Forgive me because I'm relatively new. Who says that we can't simply ask for the information exactly why do we have to go through the PMB precisely? Where is that written?
I can't answer that.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead.
Because it could take a considerable amount of staff time. It's not proper for this committee to give orders to the general manager.
My question is, I understand your reasoning, Grace. I understand your reasoning. That's not my question, though. My question is, who says we can't? I mean, you keep saying it's not proper. I get it. That's your opinion. But is there actually something that says we can't ask?
We can ask, but we can't demand. And in this motion, the PMB Audit Committee requests, the word request in this motion is ambiguous. It sounds to me like it's an order, not just a suggestion that can be followed or not followed. So, because it's a formal motion. It's not within the description of the Audit Committee in the bylaws for the Audit Committee to give orders to the IED.
Eileen, may I respond to the question since I wrote the motion?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It's possible, well, someone's going to have to look at the actual names. And staff matters are, one, generally handled in executive session, and two, should always be handled with a level of discretion. So to avoid anyone raising the objection that, oh, you know, you can't have a mere committee made up of local station board members or including local station board members dealing with things that address specific staff people, I just said let the PNB handle it. They apparently have a higher level of responsibility to the organization than do we others. So that's the reason. With regard to why we can't make a direct request of management instead of having to go through the PNB, I have heard arguments on both sides of that issue, sometimes by the same people and sometimes in the same meeting. But I don't really care. I just want to get it done. So I have an amendment. If I've answered Adrian's question, I'd like to offer the amended language.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't
know.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm changing the language. I can't do it in track changes or anything because I'm doing it on a phone.
Okay.
I've struck the language about the PNB actually requesting information of the IED. It is now that the PNB Audit Committee recommends that the PNB require that the IED ensure that knowledgeable persons such as GMs and BMs, BMs being business managers in this case, and the rest of the language stays the same. So I'm sending that to you guys now.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to put in August because these motions were passed in August 2017. And I sent you all the motions that came through the PNB last August. And it will say amended. Okay.
Here it is.
So it has the amended motion, then it has the two motions that went through the PNB last August, and then
from last
that,
August.
It has the original motion as I had sent it at 9:30, in case you want to...
Right. But the only thing that you have amended now is in the final line, right? The final paragraph. So
right.
I can
That's
read that.
Yes, exactly.
The PNB Audit Committee recommends that the PNB... require that the IED ensure that knowledgeable persons such as GMs and business managers review the lists of beneficiaries and that all bargaining unit contracts and staff agreements since 2012 be provided to the PNB for their review. the PNB is going to review all of these things?
A point of information.
No, no. The PNB is going to look at this. I'm sorry. Do you want me to respond to your question?
I have a question.
Let's let James ask his question first.
She had a question. Okay.
Go ahead with your question, James. And then.
We're talking about the be provided to the PNB for their review. Why doesn't the PNB request this information? Why are we asking the audit committee to request this? Can't the PNB do this if they wish to?
The purpose of a committee is to be able to spend time focusing on a particular area of our governance. As the audit committee, last year's audit committee found someone to handle the pension audit. And one of the things we realized, I wasn't on the committee last year, but people have been paying attention. One of the things we realized is that we're dealing with, and I think Grace said that earlier tonight, with a contract that apparently gives some people two retirement plans within the same organization, which is pretty much unheard of. So obviously it has to be negotiated. It can't just be snatched back if it was part of a contract. But the PNB needs to know what the problem is so that they can arrange to have it addressed in the next set of contracts or negotiated out in this contract, because the alternative may be that we're not around next year.
Just a comment. The thing is, there are lawyers involved who have been looking at this stuff. There's, you know, RENA. Okay, never mind. I take it back.
Madam Chair, may I make a comment, please?
Yes, Grace.
I applaud Serene's desire to take responsibility for this situation. It is a very complicated situation with the pension plan audits. However, in the bylaws, Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees, the definition of the audit committee is, and it's in the last sentence of this section of the bylaws, an audit committee which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation's books and shall not include finance committee members. The purview of the audit committee is to oversee the audits, not to straighten out the pension plans of Pacifica. That's not within our purview. I mean, if Serene wants to do it, I think that it would be nice for us to have this information. But it's out of our purview to start ordering around. We can suggest that this be sent to the PNB for approval, but we can't directly order the executive director and other staff of the foundation to get information for us.
I am making a point of order, Serene, please. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were arguing.
Yeah.
Sorry. What is your point of order exactly?
My point of order is that this motion is outside of the bounds of this committee. It's outside of the purview of the audit committee.
Madam Chair, before you rule on that.
Yes.
Well, first of all, that's not a point of order. A point of order is a violation of Robert's rules. And this is a bylaw issue, which means we're talking about interpretation. We're not talking about Robert's rules. That's number one. Number two, last year's audit committee, on which I believe this person might have been a member, I don't know, and it really is irrelevant, but last year's audit committee chose this auditor to perform the pension audit. And the PNB approved a motion from the committee to get the pension audit done. So to be told now, almost a year later, that this committee should have had nothing to do with the audits of the pension committee is ridiculous on its face. We need to vote on the motion and go to bed. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. I have to be up at 5.
Wow.
Adrian, can I comment on something?
Please do.
I just want to make sure that everyone knows that when I ask a question about purview, it's not because I have an opinion necessarily, and I didn't disagree with Grace, and I don't disagree generally with what's being said. It's just I'm just trying to figure out what exactly our purview is. So thank you for the conversation. I appreciate it. It's helped me a lot.
Good. I actually think that the pension audits are part of our purview. They're audits. We are not getting involved in the numbers and nuts and bolts. We are just looking at the process and trying to see that it's going forward. I think we should have looked at it sooner than this. It just didn't occur to me for some reason, or apparently anybody else, but I think it's quite reasonable that we're looking into it, especially considering that apparently nobody's, you know, it's not moving the way it should have been. So I think we should. I'm not sure if I agree with Serene's language, because you didn't get a chance to answer me on this. Presenting this information to the PNB, that sounds like a lot of work for the PNB to shuffle through. I would really rather the IED get involved, that we find out, that he helps us find out what is going on and what the auditors still need from us.
Okay.
And if we can or can't get it. That's where my thinking goes. I'm sorry, Serene, was that you?
Yes, I'd like to respond to your question. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Tom Livingston, as far as I know, his contract runs until early July.
I didn't
just
know
after
that.
The July holiday, at which point we may, depending on how the search process is going, may be dealing with a new ED, or he might need to extend or whatever. I don't know how it's all going to go.
Right.
But
right.
He's also going to have to pick up some of the duties of the departing CFO. And again,
he has, by the way, he says he is going to be in charge of the financial function, as he calls it, until other arrangements
are made.
Well,
certain things he can't do, because you can't be two people at once.
Right. Sure, sure.
Right.
But, he's good. He's doing what needs to be done to make it move forward.
But we ask the PNB to receive the information. They can decide, once they get those contracts and see what the problem is, to create an ad hoc committee, to send it to personnel, to send parts of it to finance. They can decide what to do. It's our job to make sure they don't have to sit and spend, 10 minutes, or put on the agenda that it's a 10-minute item and spend an hour discussing it, when we've already been involved as the audit committee since last year, as I said. So this is the first pension audit that I've heard Pacifica ever having to do. This one's new to me. But we're doing it. Presumably, we've paid people for it, and somebody needs to get the information. We can't ask. It is appropriate for us to say, this is what, as follow-up for last year's work, this is where we are, which is,
Serene, it's not that they don't have any information. I think they just don't have all the information they believe they need. So,
well,
I don't know.
Have any information on which we can act. We don't have an amount.
I'd like to move that we postpone consideration of this motion till the next open meeting.
Right.
Which will be in June, a month before this man leaves, and we get to do it all over again.
But I will be asking, I will be trying to find out more about what's going on, where it stands. I can talk to him and tell him, what the concerns
are. Madam Chair, can
maybe
you hear me asking for the floor?
Me. Yes, but I didn't hear you until just now, Adriana. I realize it's not as formal or according to the rules, but we need to get stuff done. We need to get out of this meeting. So I second Grace's motion. Because other things will happen between now and then. Adriana, go ahead. Adriana?
Yes. Madam Chair,
yes.
It's more than 11 Eastern Time.
I know. Well, that's why Mark to help us.
Okay. We have, obviously, from last year in August and September, motions from this exact same thing from the audit committee and from the PNB. I think that it's not any harm why we need to keep kicking the can down the road. We can pass this motion and then we'll see what happened, because the motion talking about the retirement plan audit was passed in August 2017 and we don't have
yes.
the information. Obviously,
but that's not what this motion is about. That's not what the motion is about. Matthew's motions were to engage the audit firm. But this motion is to, go back and ask people to dig out records that they may have already dug out. These records may already be in the hands of other people, of the lawyers and or the auditors. So it's a different motion.
Madam Chair, let me know when I can finish my thought.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. Please go ahead.
My problem with this is, we suppose that everything is being done, and what I think that if this is the first time that I see in a motion that we are talking about is true what Serena already said. The national office doesn't have the people that have the experience. What will be the harm asking for this? Because it's not being done, will not be done. Why
can
we
not
wait in the next open meeting? In the next open meeting to see if we keep discussing this issue.
Or can we, instead of, can I propose an alternative motion? And it would be to request a status report from the auditors, from the audit firm, as to the exact. No, actually, it would have to come from the CFO or the IED, I believe.
No. The audit chair is responsible for communications with the audit, with the auditor. The ones whose work is being audited. We do not seek their permission to get information from the auditor. You should go ahead and make that independent inquiry. But it has nothing to do with blocking this motion.
Okay, maybe I'm just not understanding your motion all that well then.
Madam Chair, I made a motion to postpone. It's on the floor. Can we take a vote on it?
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Sorry? Go on.
Point of order. Adriana was a point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
We need to be clear here. Grace, you jump with your motion without anybody giving you the floor. You jump and talk about postponement before anybody give you the floor before. I mean, we need to be a little bit more careful because the rules should apply to everybody. You cannot jump without giving the floor and present the motion. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Seems to me that should apply all around.
Yes. Thanks. All right. Nevertheless, we have the motion on the floor. Can we vote? The vote is to postpone discussion of this issue. We can also, schedule an open meeting before our closed meeting on the 23rd to deal with it.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Okay. I believe a motion to postpone is debatable, right? Somebody help me. I don't know. But I would like to I would like to say that we have already invested at least half an hour.
I think more.
Because we've been talking about this since before we extended, and that was about half an hour ago. We've already invested half an hour now. We invested some 15 minutes before, and I just don't see the advantage of throwing away those 45 minutes because we won't assert ourselves. We are responsible for making sure the audit gets done. And if the same way we look at the management letter and they list five things that are happening that shouldn't be happening, or name, 10 things that should not be happening but are, or the other way around, I got that mixed up, we're responsible for making sure those corrections happen within the system. When we notice a glaring error, as we have here, we knew this last year that there was a problem. It was punted on last year. Why are we punting again? Let's get the motion. Let's get the information. Let the PNB do something different. Why would we throw away all the time we've invested to re-argue it in a month?
Okay, let's do this. Let's take our votes. I guess we need to vote on Grace's first and then the original motion second. Is that right?
I'm sorry. Grace's first and then what?
Yes.
Isn't that the way it goes? The later one first and the original one second?
Well, she didn't make an amendment. If we do not vote to postpone, we will go ahead and vote on the motion.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. Okay, can we have the vote as to whether or not to postpone, Madam Secretary?
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Marlinda Bond.
Yes.
Marlinda, okay.
Adriana Casnable, no. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Ken Laforte, Adrienne LaViolette.
Pass.
Helen Roberts.
No to postponement.
Aileen Rosen.
Pass, but come back to me.
Okay. James Segerton.
Yes.
Carol Travis, Matilda is not here. Adrienne LaViolette.
No.
Aileen?
This is to postpone. I'm sorry, I really am very tired. I can't. I'm staying with pass.
You want to abstain?
I'm changing mine to no. I'm voting not to postpone.
Okay. Then the motion failed. We can go to vote directly to setting motion, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, thank you.
All right. Can we vote?
Grace Aaron.
No.
Marlinda Bond.
Yes.
Adriana Bond. Yes. Julie Hewitt.
Pass for a minute.
Okay. Adrienne LaViolette.
Yes.
Celine Roberts.
Yes.
Aileen.
Yes.
James Sagutson.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, let me go back. Julie?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can somebody just remind me?
We are voting.
What the actual language in Serene's motion is. Is it unchanged from when she emailed it?
Yes.
So that it still
when
says recommends, blah,
yes,
blah,
yes.
blah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and then I think that they have, let's see.
Five, two.
Do I have anybody else that passed? No, I don't think so. We have 6 yes, 2 no's. Motion passed.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can we adjourn to executive session? Are we adjourning to executive session or are we? I cannot hear you, Madam Chair.
That's because I'm muttering. Okay, I think we don't have any more new business. I'm going to guess. We have our next meeting date. I'll tell you what, instead of going into closed session, I will present my questions in a non-closed session way. Is that all right? Can I have 5 minutes or less?
Sure.
Have you adjourned?
Okay. Not adjourned yet.
You're still streaming.
I have a couple of, what?
You're still streaming.
Still streaming, Fred, and we'll be, yes, correct. We'll be done in a few minutes, though. In terms of the audit firms, a couple of them have asked for different things. One of them would like to visit the national office before tendering their proposal. It seems like a natural thing to want to do, but on the other hand, it doesn't make sense to me that only one firm would get to do it. And would this give them an unfair advantage? So I wanted to consult with all of you to see what you thought. And the other situation is one of the firms, because I sent the RFP to, you know, their big muckety muck in charge of nonprofits, but apparently it took a few days to trickle down to where it was supposed to be. So they probably need a couple of extra days to actually get a proposal to us. So I wanted to know if we could give them that extension. So those are the two situations that I wanted to get inputs from you and, you know. To
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I believe that I believe that will not affect us that much to give 2 extra days.
Okay.
To have a proposal, because in my view, we are talking about people that really are careful and care and try to make a good proposal. But according to, I have a problem with that visiting the national office, because the first thing that we need to be sure is that we have a really strange, I cannot say everything that I want to say in open session, but we know that will not be, it's not the ideal situation, the national office, and we don't know, we know in the past that things that were, somebody was talking about issues that children, and maybe, they will receive an impression that it's not necessarily the reality of the foundation. That is my only concern. And like you said, how many companies can go there and make the visit? Because that is, I think that the important thing is to know the real situation of the foundation, know what they can see at the national office. That is my view, but Those are my two cents.
Okay. Does anybody else want to offer their opinion?
I also don't see it. This is Serene. I don't see a problem with extending a couple of days. On the other issue, I would be curious as to what they think they can get from a visit that they can't get from asking some questions instead of going. But, you know, if we allow one company to go, we could be in a situation where we might feel we need to offer that opportunity to others. It might also not be a great time for the folks there to be occupied by a visit. I mean, I don't imagine the folks are going to move in for the day, but, you know, even if they're there for an hour, someone might say that that time could be better used. So I would sort of want to know exactly what it is they expect to get there. But if their visit is not costing us any money and it can be, you know, reduced to 30 minutes or so, yeah, I don't know that it hurts necessarily. I mean, I would hope that folks are really concerned about Pacifica and that remains their focus in spite of their personal attitudes. But I'm often too optimistic. Yes.
Okay.
Adrian, to the staff.
Go ahead, Adrian.
You know, if someone wants to be proactive and go to and take a visit first, and they're the only ones that asked, well, I don't see any problem with letting them visit. You mean if we want to put, I'll ask them what their time commitment on that visit is, or what they want it to be, then that's reasonable too. But I don't think if they want to be proactive that way, and there's something to be gained from it, why not? And then, as far as the extension, of course, yeah. Who cares? Just a few more days and they can get it in.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. It sounds like, Adriana has a problem with them visiting. Serene is curious as to what they think we'll get out of it, but we could perhaps limit it to 30 or 60 minutes max. Adrian sees them as being proactive. My feeling is almost it might be interesting to see if they produce a proposal that is somehow significantly different from the firms that do not visit.
Great point.
That's my only thing. So it might be interesting to ask them to let them do it. Does anyone have any objections to that? None heard. I will inform them that they may arrange a visit. But they still need to get their proposal to us, if not by Friday. They can also have a couple of extra days, I think, because I think they were asking last Friday, so they've been delayed, you know, by waiting for this answer.
So point of information, Madam Chair?
Point of what? Sorry?
Information. Information.
Go ahead.
Yes. How that schedule will be the interim executive director there?
I didn't quite get that. Tom was in touch with them. So I'll see if I can talk to him just to figure out the best way to schedule this and to see if they should be calling the ex-CFO or somebody else there. Because I don't even know who else is. One of the firms asked me, what is the structure at the national office? And I realized I don't know.
Okay.
So,
because I mean, in my view, if the problem is that normally an audit firm shouldn't be the one that has the contacts with the CFO, for example, because those are the ones that need to control or review whatever the... I think that is an apt situation. That is my only problem with that. But we need to be sure that whoever is there will be somebody that is represent the foundation, really. That is my only concern there.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure how that would work out. So, okay, I'm sensing there are no, other than that, there are no real objections to that, but let me talk to Tom in the morning one more time and see if there's a way that we think is satisfactory, a way they can go. I think it's a, you know, they just wanted to see what the setup was or something. We probably want to see what the files, what kinds of files we have, and, you know, because what do they work with? They work with files. So, all right. I will let you guys know what happens with that, okay? I'm sorry. I think we're all done here. So, thank you for your input. And can we move to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Yes, unanimous. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. Good night, everybody. Fred, thank you.
Thank you so much.